Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a nightclub turned homeless shelter. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Homelessness is on the rise across Ohio, including in rural communities. But those areas often lack shelter spaces and resources to address it. From member station IdeaStream Public Media, Anna Huntsman reports on a new shelter opening soon in Wayne County.
This is going to be the women's facility for the restroom. I guess I made it pink.
That's Cynthia Bonnady, director of Homeward Bound of Worcester and Wayne County, a nonprofit focused on addressing homelessness. She's showing me around a vacant building just south of downtown Worcester in north central Ohio as construction crews hammer in a new roof. She points to the bathroom that will eventually have pink walls and sparkly floors.
Have a space that actually feels like they belong there and that they're safe.
This building used to be a bar called The Vault, but now it's a place where individuals experiencing homelessness can come in for a meal, take a shower, and be connected with employment and housing resources. And in the colder months, they can sleep here.
Our folks that are street homeless that we do outreach with are literally sleeping wherever they can find it before they're moved along by, say, a downtown business or a police officer. Having this space here is going to make a huge difference in the county.
Bonnady says homelessness is rising in the county due to a lack of affordable housing. This year, the Point in Time Count, an annual survey mandated by the federal government, found more than 110 people were experiencing homelessness in Wayne County. At least 50 of them were staying outside. Bonnady says they haven't had a permanent emergency overnight shelter until now. She says a private donor purchased the vacant bar and leased it to the nonprofit. If they hadn't,
we would still have people out on the streets, possibly even sleeping out in the wintertime.
The challenge is not unique to Worcester. Amy Regal, executive director of the Coalition on Homelessness and Housing in Ohio, or COHIO, says the rise in homelessness has hit rural areas across Ohio particularly hard.
Communities that are urban in nature, they already have built shelter systems. And so they have buildings, they have staff, they have resources all there in the community already. Whereas many of the rural communities are starting from scratch.
Regal says those communities often lack buildings that can be turned into stable shelters. And even if they do have them, it's hard to find the resources and manpower to keep them going. So communities have had to get creative. For example, Regal says a nonprofit in Ross County opened a shelter in a former hardware store on the outskirts of Chillicothe. They've set up a trailer outside the building for showers and laundry. Regal says her organization and others are helping communities across the state pursue innovative solutions.
Really be creative and just think outside the box. The unfortunate truth is that there's just not enough federal, state, or local money available.
Bonnady in Worcester says Homeward Bound decided not to seek any government assistance for the shelter. Instead, they're relying on local nonprofit agencies, churches, and volunteers.
Our community is very giving, very supportive. I just think sometimes there's just, it's not happening in our town. I mean, you look around, Worcester's a beautiful place. So you don't see what I see when you're driving through.
What she sees, a big need for the shelter. It can house 32 men and 12 women, but she expects to look for additional space as numbers continue to rise. In the meantime, Homeward Bound will be continuing educational efforts to help their community understand the growing problem. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Anna Huntsman.
If you'd like more solutions journalism and uplifting news, sign up for our newsletter, The Lift, for fun, heartwarming stories delivered straight to your inbox twice a month. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.